The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary was the one who had anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters sent word to him, saying, "Master, the one you love is ill." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This illness is not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." He said this and then told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought that he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and is asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up quickly and go out, they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him?" But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay across it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench. He has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone, and Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what had done began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Three friends who die at the same time gathered at the pearly gates where St. Peter asks them, "At your funeral, as mourners pass by your open casket, what would you like to hear them say about you?" The first one says, "I'd like to hear them say that I was a great physician." The second friend says, "I'd like them to say that I was a caring school teacher who made a difference in their life." And the third one said, "I'd like them to say, look, he's moving. It's the greatest comeback since Lazarus." I'm glad that they're not taping this one. So. Our first reading is taken from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel lived while Israel was exiled in Babylon. He likens the nation of Israel to dry bones. They felt that God had abandoned them when, in fact, it was the other way around. They had really abandoned God and turned away from him. Ezekiel tells them that they are still God's people and will return them to Jerusalem. For us, it is a reminder that it is the Spirit of God who gives us true life, life everlasting. Our second reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, Paul contrasts the Spirit and the flesh. The flesh is not the human body, but that part of us that drags us down. St. Augustine called it concupiscence. The Spirit is the gift, or the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are offered to us. We can live in the Spirit by choosing to live in God's love. In the Gospel, we hear of Lazarus, which was a very common name. And the Lazarus in the Gospel of John should not be confused with the poor man with the same name that is found in Luke's Gospel. The Jews believed the soul remained in the body for 3 days after death. And on the fourth day, the soul was irretrievable. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awaken him." This statement echoes the letter to the Ephesians, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." In his commentary on today's gospel, John Pilch writes that, quote, "Resurrection does not mean the restoration of life to a corpse. It entails rather a transformation of life. Moreover, the eternal life that Jesus gives his followers does not abolish death, but rather transcends it. Physical death is portrayed as a kind of sleep from which Christ has the power to awaken us. Jesus is the one sent by God who alone has the power to give life. If we read the story of Lazarus not simply as a story about Jesus' victory over bodily death, but also his victory over sin, then we can see ourselves like Lazarus, lying in the tomb of our own evil actions, bound by them the way Lazarus was bound by his burial cloths. We also see Jesus weeping, grieving by the tomb in which the deadly power of sin has enveloped us. And we hear his cry, "Come out," as an invitation for us to leave sin behind and to return to God. The seasons of Lent and Easter display for us the drama of death and resurrection. But it is a drama in which we participate as we pass over from life of sin into the new life that Jesus offers to us, a life that we begin to live here in the now. The promise God makes through the prophet Ezekiel, I will open your graves and have you rise from them.